a good friend of mine told me once, you know, my don't give a damn button kicks in at 40. That's what happened. That when I asked her, she said, my don't give a damn button kicked in. And yeah. I remember a couple of years ago at the Gay Days dinner talking to Big Fatty about it. And Big Fatty was very, he said, you know, you feel like you've got the experience to back up things that you're saying. You don't feel like you're winging it.
Right.
You know, and I always remember him saying that. And I that's something that I still, I, and I.
On the other hand, you know, I thought, now, what was that?
Shared that with Babalu, and I, because he was sitting at the table, but he didn't remember that. But I said, remember when Big Fatty said this? And so it's pretty cool. I'm enjoying my 40s, honestly.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
You feel like you've got the experience.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2159 of the BFO for the 6th of May 2016. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, we got lots to talk about, plus a Veda and Megan show. Yes, you ready? Hello, Walnut Hillians. Patty, are you sure it's not Walnut Hellions? Well, it may be a hot. Hi, everyone. I hope your fright is going well, y'all. As we all know, we are Walnut Hillians or Hellions today because it is a worry. Well, Big Fatty is actually not till tomorrow. Well, that's true. But y'all, it's a very special weekend out there in the Walnut Hills. And y'all, if you hadn't figured it out by now, it's time to get you. Big Fatty, it's time to get something checked. That's for damn sure. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, this weekend we have a very special celebration of exiting the birth canal. Yes, Big Fatty, it's almost your twin. It's true. And y'all, I just looked at the calendar. You know, I'll put on the show notes every now and then what kind of food day it is. And y'all, honest to hydrogen, Saturday is International No Diet Day. Honest to hydrogen. How appropriate. Big Fatty, nothing could be more appropriate. But y'all, Saturday the 7th of May, you know her from the Twitty and the Face Space and her little show. Big Fatty, you think she'll do one today? I don't know if she will or not, but we'll see. Y'all, it's the old gal herself. The old Vera Charles, a big fan of her name was Verna. Well, sometimes it's Verna, sometimes it's Twat. So, anyway, y'all, you know you're gonna see her on the Twitty and the Face Space. And y'all, it's a big birthday. She doesn't want to accept it, but I'm gonna have a few words of wisdom for her. You know, every once in a while she'll listen to something Big Fatty says and go, you know, you're probably pretty much right. Yes, Big Fatty, those words of wisdom. And y'all, if you see the old gal on the Twitty or the Face Space, Big Fatty, get to Carol with an E to go by and see her. Oh no, I don't think that's a good idea, but y'all wish the old gal a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope that she gets all the goodies she wants on International No Diet Day, to include a big old piece of cake.
For the million things she gave me.
that she's growing old.
She's growing old.
T is for the tears were shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold,
purest gold.
E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be,
always be.
Put them all together, they spell mother. That means the world to me.
Dear Gussie, y'all a big fatty that brought a tear to my eye. It's true. Y'all, don't forget now, Sunday is Mother's Day, and y'all, I make this offer every year that if your mother is no longer with you, or if you don't have a special relationship with your mother, Big Fatty will be more than happy to be your mother. Big Fatty, spell it however you want. M-U-T-H-A. Anyway, y'all, but remember, it is Mother's Day on Sunday, and y'all, they used to say that was the busiest day for the bell system, you know, the old Western Electric bell system. Hey, you really are going back. Yeah, so y'all call your mama. Yes, Big Fatty.
The Vader and Bacon Show.
Big Fatty! Yes, sing it for your mama.
Big Fatty, it is me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
In my jalopy, and I'm going to watch the phone while I'm at the stoplight to make sure it doesn't hang up, because, did it go? Did it hang up? No, it didn't. Because, see, that's the problem with the cellular telephonic device holder in the jalopy, is that if it hangs up, I can't see. And I just keep talking like I did with that last voice letter, probably for another 30 or 40 seconds to myself. So I was just calling with your Larry Vader running with the law update. I'm off today. It's Friday, and, you know, I was trying to go out of town, but can't figure out. It just doesn't make sense because I've got to be at work at the coal mine on Monday. I don't have to be anything, to be clear, but it is responsible to be at work on Monday. Because we have a very whizzy, as you would say, week. You probably don't remember saying because you lost your mind and you don't remember anything. So I'm out running errands, and on my way out of the neighborhood, out of the Vader family compound estate, I swung by the mailbox because, you know, we check the mail once a week or so because we don't get anything in it. And so I swung by the mailbox, and there's a big hoist there and a sort of backhoe, and I was like, but I didn't bother asking Larry what they were up to, but I couldn't park by the mailbox, so I usually pull up in front, behind a wide load. I thought you were at work, but, can I get around it? And so I parked in one of the parking spaces because, you know, I was just going to check the mail really quick, and there, I figured there'd be two things in there, and I was correct. Current resident things. And also a Cap 1 credit card application. I get about two of those a week. And so I was checking the mail, and I left the car running because it's 90 degrees outside, and I wanted to let it cool down. And, we're talking 10 feet. At Big Fatty, the police came by and yelled at me. Like, do you know how dangerous that is? And there's city ordinance, blah, 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 about idling your car in the summertime with the air conditioning on. I was like, check the mail right here. I didn't want to turn the car off. I'm getting right back in it. Well, someone could steal your car. And I was like, well, they could. I agree with you. Someone could steal my car when it's parked. Like, I just, seriously, 10 feet away, under 30 seconds, in and out of the mailbox. Like, just to grab the stuff, toss it in the recycling, and get back in the car. So, anyway, I've just had to run in with a law, and it's just going to set me on edge. So I may have to stop and have some sort of cheesy fries or something here on my way down the Ashley Frustrate Road to the Marshalls and the Harris Peter and the and the I'm going to the Lowells as well.
I didn't hang up on Veda. Veda, first of all, thank you so much for the call. I'm not sure that we can accept calls from felons here at the BFO, but anyway, and you know, innocent until proven guilty, I suppose. So anyway, thank you so much for the call, and that'll teach you. You know, by the way, what's in your wallet?
Oh my gosh, just about sneezed my brains out. Okay, fart. Okay, hello. Oh my gosh, this phone number. I'm going to miss it so much. Okay, so I think I just emailed you a voice message. And so my question to poll the audience is, when you call and you leave a message, do you do what he does? Hey, give me a call. Thanks, you know. Or do you call and say, hey, change of plans, we can't take our car, I'm going to take my work truck and pull the trailer, I have to stay out in Rapid for work on Monday. I like, and then he sends me a text message and says, call me. And I'm like, so I call and he says, you guys are going to have to, you know, you'll have to come in the car, or I suppose I could take the Yukon if I wanted to, but if I'm going to drive, I might as well just drive the car, okay? So anyway, okay, whatever, fine. So we're going to the hills, and you guys, I have like a serious headache, so I just seriously want to know if there's any women out there like my age, older, around my age, who just like live with a headache. Like, is this like a 29-year-old thing that you, okay, so I dusted today and my house is so like clean or whatever. I dusted, did dishes and doing laundry and pretty much packed to go. But anyway, so I just have like such a really bad headache all the time. And I don't know, like I get like a pain in like my collarbone. So I'm just like, oh God, my thyroid is probably killing me, or trying to escape out of the back of my throat or through my belly button or something. I don't know. But anyway, other than that, it is kind of beautiful out today. And so McGovern, the former governor or someone like that, their wife died or whatever, and the people asked the state or whatever to have the flags at half mast on the day of her funeral, which would be announced at a later date or whatever. Well, I haven't seen the flags at half mast yet, but it's kind of like, really? So, okay, well, I think I'm important too, and I have worked for the government for 23 years, so maybe you could do it when I die too, and that just might be tomorrow, by the way I feel, but...
Oh, well, y'all, that, of course, next, is Miss...
Okay, so we're going out of town this weekend and the next weekend.
Uh-huh.
And then hopefully I won't have to sleep in a hotel for the weekend for a couple months. But anyway, so Moose is in Chicago, and I saw where TT Chicago's were, like, way out of town. They were, like, nowhere near Chicago. So golfing, they took up golfing. And, And I'm wondering about Patrick. I haven't talked to Patrick since, well, ever since I did the Woodhaven contest or whatever. So anyway, I'm wondering if he got his wart removed. So anyway, well, now that we've touched, hey, let's talk about Scotty. So Scotty was like looking at a car, and now he evicted his roommate. And so then I was reading, or someone said something. I can't remember where I heard it, but somewhere along the lines that Australians are really funny. They love comedy, but they hate Americans. So I guess I won't, you know, solicit to be his next roommate or whatever. But anyway, what else? Humdy dumdy dumdy. I don't know what else to say, but this is the last time I'm ever going to call this phone number. And tomorrow we're taking the Can-Am. Well, we're not. It's going to be a girls' day with me and a former coworker and a lady friend and Ninny. And the guys are going turkey hunting. Like, seriously, they're going to hunt a turkey with bow and arrows in the hills and with Can-Ams and four-wheelers. So anyway, that's going to be our weekend. And it's going to be really nice, which I thought it was going to be really crappy, so I was kind of okay with it. And now that it's going to be really nice, I was just kind of really wishing, holy crap, is this message really this long? I better go. Maybe you should split this into two shows.
Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the extra long call. Lovely to hear. Big Fatty, what did she say? I did something about sneezing her head off. And and turkey hunting with bows and arrows. And last time she was calling 206-337-1438. And everything else has happened in her life since the last call. Okay, Big Fatty, that's kind of what I got out of it, too.
Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Listen, I'm calling with your coupon update, your acrobatic coupon update. I just spent $16.12. But it saved $1.67, and really, that was unexpected, because I just wanted to run by and get some more tater tots, and actually, I was looking for the salad fixins for tomorrow, and I needed some milk, because I'm going to make the homemade cinnamon rolls to bring into the coal mine on Monday, because it's a big week, and whatever, but once again, I'm in the Target, Big Fatty, and I'm standing there, and I'm trying to figure out which item is on sale, because the prices were the same, so I obviously was going to pick the one that was 20% off. I mean, hello, because, you know, I'm trying to save a dollar. I got to go to the G'day's, and I just had to put a new faucet in the kitchen yesterday, so I just spent half the hotel budget on the faucet. Anyway, and I'm sore today. My neck hurts from laying on my back, half under the sink with that thing in my back, and then twisting around up in there. It was awful. But anyway, I was sitting there, and this girl almost pushed me out of the way in the Target to get to the fried potatoes section. And I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Why are people so rude? But anyway, Miss Charlie sends her love. Her line was really long, but I just stood back because I knew they were going to open some more registers. And everyone ran, and I got in Miss Shirley's line, and we cartwheeled it up, and we red carded it up, and next thing you know, so that's all I got. I gotta go. I gotta go be fat. I've had a rough weekend. So maybe I'll do some more plumbing when I get inside. There was something I was going to tell you, but I don't know what. Anyway. All right, don't forget to send your Mother's Day cards. Oh, and they're buy one, get one free at the Von's East.
Oh, y'all, that, of course, is old Vader. And, Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. And, anyway,
Oh, Lord.
Oh.
Is things still on?
Oh! Oh, Big Fatty, he didn't know how to hang up the mechanical. It's true. But y'all, you know, Vano was talking about those homemade cinnamon rolls. And y'all, let me just tell you, he never brought them in. And so my waistline is very thankful for that. And anyway, thank you for calling.
The Vader and Bacon Show!
Big Fatty! Now, y'all, before the time gets away from me, I wanted to had some advice. Some advice for the old gal. And old gal, you can take it or leave it. But, you know, you get to a point in your life, it's like told Taylor the Latte Boy, you know, you get to around 40 and you stop giving a shit, or you don't give a shit, but you know, you, well, anyway, oh dear gassy, but, at 60 now, I am at the point where I am going to let those, I'm going to give those who think they know more about how to do things the opportunity to prove themselves wrong. And so that's the little advice. And take it or leave it. Big Fatty, can we have that cross-stitched or put on a squashed penny or maybe something like that? But anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Pod Is My Co-Pilot. And Taylor, what do you think about Big Fatty's 60-year-old advice?
You feel like you've got the experience.
Oh, well, I do have the experience. I'm 20 years older than you, Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.